Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this evening's teleseminar called How to Develop a Wealthy Mindset. My name is Damien Sen, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the call this evening. In a few moments from now, I'll be joined by my very special guest, Dr. Hannes Dreyer. But before I introduce Hannes, I just wanted to take a few moments up front just to share how this call will work this evening, particularly if this is your first PeopleYouShouldMeet.com call that you've tuned into. Now, we're going to be on the call for around about an hour, and over the course of the hour, I'll be asking Hannes a whole series of different questions on our topic. Some of the questions will be my own, but the vast majority of the questions will have actually been submitted prior to the call. Now, just to give you a bit of an insight, we've had over 800 people sign up for this call from over 32 different countries. So not only is it a very hot topic and a topic that's on the forefront of people's minds, it's also a topic that has immense international appeal. So wherever you're actually tuning in to the call from this evening, I bid you a very warm welcome. I've only just recently come to know of Hannes Dreyer, and it actually came about as a result of a conversation that I was having with my very good friend Bruce Music. And the conversation was all about, I was asking Bruce all about the people that have inspired him over the course of his life and that have had a big impact on the way that he sees the world. And one of the people that actually came up in conversation was Hannes Dreyer. And he described the impact that he had had on Bruce, described the impact that Hannes had had on him. And immediately the ideas that he was sharing with me got me instantly excited. And I think Bruce really picked up that excitement in my voice and asked me if I would actually like to have a conversation with Hannes. And I absolutely took the opportunity gleefully. And over the past week or so, I've had a few conversations now with Hannes on the topic of wealth creation and wealth mindset, and really he's a wealth of information, and I'm very, very excited to have him on the call and very excited to learn more myself. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome our very special guest, Dr. Hannes Dreyer. Hey there, Hannes.
Damien, thanks a lot. Thank you for inviting me, and thanks for Bruce as well. And I must congratulate you for setting up this platform to talk to people. It's really, I think you're doing a fabulous job, and I want to congratulate each and every person that's on the call, and I hope they've got a pen, and I know it's going to take an hour of their time, but I hope that we're going to give them a lot of value for that hour.
Yeah, I certainly agree. We've got an action-packed call installed for everyone at home. Now, Hannes, I thought I'd just actually start you at the very beginning. And I know lots of people have different definitions for the term wealth. And I was just wondering if you could actually describe what does wealth actually mean to you?
Yeah, I think if we look at the word wealth, if you look at the core, the Old English, you're going to find that it means well-being. So wealth is to have well-beingness, so to speak. And it's not necessarily to have a lot of money. So I define riches as having a lot of money and wealth as having well-being, and there are seven areas in life where you need to have this well-beingness, so to speak. There's the physical side, the emotional side, the mental side, then, of course, the spiritual, the family, the social, and the financial focus. I'm running through it because you can find it on my website. But personally, I focus on the financial wealth. That's where I can almost say my passion lies. And then and the reason why I started with the financial side, so to speak, is I remember when I was a small young boy, I figured out that if I can have enough money, then I can do the things that I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and with whom I want to do it. And that to me spelled freedom. So my journey, so to speak, started off I wanted to make a lot of money, and that was basically my whole purpose until I've made the money, and then I realized, okay, shiver, but this is really not all there is to it. Okay, so the way that I define wealth is to have life in abundance, in short.
Great. So life in abundance, that's a really beautiful definition. Now, I know that there are many people sitting at home wondering whether or not they've got what it takes to develop a wealthy mindset. I was just wondering if you could actually share whether or not you think anyone can develop this mindset, or is it something that's just reserved for the privileged few?
No, definitely reserved for only the top 0.00001% of the world. So the rest of the people that is listening, there is no need for them to listen any further. No, I think anyone, if they want to learn it, it's a skill. It's a skill. You do not wake up one day and you're a medical doctor or a specialist or an advocate. It's something that you need to learn. So to become a wealth creator is like you have to learn it. It's a whole process. It's not something that is going to happen overnight. It happens a lot quicker than most other professions. But it's a process, and if you want to learn it, you can definitely learn it. And Damien, I do not want to say it, and please don't let the world know this, but I actually failed my matric, in other words, my grade 12. So from an academic point of view, I'm not supposed to be a wealth creator. So I think a person like me that can't even bloody speak English and can't write the language and can't speak Afrikaans and can't write it can become a wealth creator. I think each and every person that is listening to this can become it, definitely. On condition that they want to, eh?
Yeah. That's great. I've got.
They must have the intent.
Brilliant. One of my big secrets is I actually failed my driver's test 3 times in a row, so that's something we won't share with anyone either.
I think to my children, if they really want to become successful, please make sure that you fail your matric. They didn't want to listen to me, but... So if you're on the call and you've got children that is battling with the educational system as such, make sure that they fail the matric. They will become successful. And the moment that you understand the system, I later on wanted to know how does it work to study and to regurgitate the stuff that we learn in terms of academic. And I've got all the qualifications today that I want. But I'm really not into the educational system as such, because they do not teach us how to become wealth creators.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could actually, that was one of my questions for you, Hannah, is if you could actually, like you have had the privilege of actually looking at both sides of it, like you have got all the formal qualifications, but is it really necessary for people to have formal qualifications in order to become wealthy? I know that's something that's taught to many, many people around the world. Just wondering, What kind of intelligence is really necessary for becoming wealthy?
I think if you've got an IQ of anything between 80 plus, the chances that you can become extremely wealthy without ever having any degrees or any qualifications whatsoever is high. If you read Warren Buffett's book, he talks about a lady that came from Russia. She had no qualifications whatsoever, and I think when she sold her business to Warren Buffett at that point in time, I think it was over $100 million that he paid for that business. So wow. That just gives you indication of... No, you see, Damien, this is part of the whole a system. It's the educational system. The educational system, their system is to keep you ignorant, to keep you from the truth, and the truth is you don't need any qualification. It's a business like any other business. Unless there's a school system, there won't be teachers. And unless the teachers tell you to go to university, there won't be universities. And the function of the university at the end of the day is to make money. It's not to give you education in terms of to help yourself to make a success of your life. It's simply to give you a qualification so that you can become a part of the system at the end of the day. But that is my view, eh?
Yeah.
So you don't want to share it, and if you've got all the qualifications, then please don't believe a word that I'm saying.
Mm. It's actually very interesting, because when I was at university myself studying a business degree, there was often lots of activity on campus from lots of big corporate recruiters, and there was a part of me that just thought that I'd be presented with all these really inspiring entrepreneurial people that are doing business, and I actually found that there wasn't really anyone coming to the campus to present entrepreneurial ideas, and it was just literally all dedicated towards the institutions that wanted to recruit people. So it's actually very refreshing to hear your viewpoints on education and how it's not widely spread in terms of people having access to that very information.
Can I tell you an interesting story? I failed my matric the first year, and then I went back because my parents wanted me to have a degree. I hated school with a passion, a real passion. So I passed the second year only because I knew all the answers from the first year. So extremely easy the second year. I went to university, and in the last semester of the first year, this economic professor, he taught us something about how to get the productivity of a production line up. And I listened to this professor, and I thought, this is the biggest lot of nonsense that I've ever heard in my life. This person is such a clever person. Why the hell is he standing in front of a lot of students that is giving him a lot of grief, and he's working at that point in time for less than 600 rand a month? Right then, I said to my friend Fred, I said to him, I'm done with this. They're going to teach us how to become part of the system, and then one day when we're 50, we've got a doctorate degree, and we're so part of the system that we can never dream to get out of it, because then all our little securities. And he said to me, shut up, they're going to chase you out of this room, which I then excused myself, and I joined the police force at that. So I want to thank that professor for what he has done with these boring little lecture that he gave me that day.
Well, that's amazing. Now, one of the things we mentioned, Hannes, in the call promo was this whole concept of formula for riches. And I know you've dedicated a vast amount of time studying and developing the concepts around it. And I was just wondering if you could actually describe for people at home exactly what the formula for riches is.
I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to first of all tell you, give you the formula, and then I'm going to tell you why I became a wealth creator and why I'm doing the things that I'm doing, and then I'm going to tell you how to. Will that be okay with you,
perfect.
Damien?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. If we look at the definition of a wealth creator, the definition basically says that a wealth creator is a person who knows or who has learned how to create, preserve, and enjoy their wealth. So there's only three things that you basically need to do. You need to know how to create, preserve, and enjoy wealth. Okay, and as we've said, wealth is not necessarily and only financial wealth. Right. Now, the how-to part, how to do it, is by applying the formula for riches. There's actually a formula, and it's also a success formula. There's a formula that you can apply, and I'm going to take you through the formula, if you want to, a little bit later on, to show you how practical this whole formula at the end of the day is. So it's by applying the formula for riches and the Kaizen principle to the seven areas of wealth. I started off by telling you the seven areas of wealth, so you can apply it to all seven. And I think tonight, perhaps, because I could see from the questions that the people ask me, is more financially inclined. So perhaps we focus a little bit more on the financial side. And then there's a fourth part that I do not relate to often to my students. And the purpose of all of this is to leave the highest and the greatest legacy that you can. That's the purpose. That's why we become actually wealth creators. It's to be able to contribute.
That's great.
Okay, so the definition, very straightforward. We need to learn or to know how to create, preserve, and enjoy our wealth by applying the formula for riches, as well as a Kaizen principle in all seven areas of life. And then the purpose is to leave a contribution, or to make a legacy, or to leave a legacy and to make a contribution. And that in itself, in the nutshell, is what a wealth creator is.
Great. And just for people at home who may not actually be familiar with the term Kaizen, I was just wondering if you could just quickly describe what does Kaizen actually mean for people.
Okay. Kaizen is a Japanese word. It's a fascinating principle. I first read about this in 1994 when I read a book of Anthony Robbins called Awakening the Giant Within. And if you haven't read the book, get the book. Okay. when I read the concept, I always thought that we must have balance in our lives. But for some reason or the other, I struggle with that because I could not see that I could have that balance that all these coaches and all these gurus were talking about. So because we've got 24 hours in a day. If I spend like 8 hours on in terms of my vocation, in terms of my job, and 8 hours with my wife, and 8 hours with my children, and 8 hours to practice, there's no way. So I could not figure out how on earth and what is this balance that they're talking about. And then, so when I read about Kaizen, which simply means, Anthony Robbins explained it as a carny. It stands for it's a constant and never-ending improvement. So the Japanese meaning of the word Kaizen in English is it's a constant and never-ending improvement. And that to me makes an incredible amount. It makes a lot of sense. Because if you think, if I can improve my relationship with my wife, and tomorrow by measuring it and I look back and I say, I'm 0.00001%, I love you more than yesterday, then there's improvement. And our function here on earth is to grow. In other words, we've got 6 basic human needs. And the 5th need is to grow. So even if I grow 0.00001%, I'm busy growing and I'm busy applying the Kaizen principle. And by growing, I'm fulfilling a basic human need. So that's why the Kaizen concept is so important. And in the formula for riches and in life, by applying it's not the major things that is going to make you successful one day. It's doing the basic things on a consistent basis and trying to improve each and every time that you do it. You start up with 1 push-up. I see people, they want to start a practicing or a workout program, and they work themselves to death. I say, no, start with 1. Tomorrow, do 2. The day after that, 3. Set up your game of life and make it as easy as possible for you to start to build a habit. Because the moment that you're in the habit, it's the habit that is going to make you successful. It's not willpower. So forget about willpower and stuff like that. People try to make things extreme. They want to make a big leap and with 1 jump become rich. It's not going to work that way.
That's a really important
explain the principle.
Yeah. I love the concept of just making small breakthroughs on a regular basis and then trying to go for that massive leap. It's a really, really powerful concept.
And it's fascinating, Damien, the moment that you see that there's progress, that releases the energy. I see there's a lot of people that the questions that they ask us were to do with where do you get the energy and the motivation and stuff like that. I'm extremely motivated because I can see that I'm a little bit better today than yesterday. You know, even if it's a little bit better, I'm improving. And that, to me, that releases energy, you know, seriously.
I guess like you're getting rewarded all the way through the process with these small
all the way.
Milestones, yeah.
Yeah, in other words, I say to my children and to my students, I say to them, we set up the game of life. Make it as easy as possible for you to win. Why on earth do you want to make it as difficult? For some reason or the other, the majority of people, we think it's difficult to win the game of life. But we set the rules. Now, change the rules. Make it easy for yourself.
I think that's
find that people are so hard on themselves. They're killing themselves in the process, and they never enjoy it. We've got 1 life. I mean, at the end of the day, when it's gone, it's gone. Flip and enjoy the thing.
Yeah. I think that's like if people take one distinction away today, that making the game of life as easy as possible to win would be a very, very, very good one to take away.
Well, I hope someone can take it something like that away, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so and let's go a little deeper into the formula for riches.
Okay, I think before we dig into the formula, why do we want to do the things that we want to do? Why do I want to teach people how to become wealth creators? To me, wealth the moment that you're a wealth creator, you've got freedom. Remember that what I said when I was young? I wanted to have the freedom. Mm. And really, this little formula and this becoming a wealth creator really gives you the freedom and give you the ability to do the things that you really and truly enjoy doing. And I wish that each and every person that is going to listen to this call and each and every person on this planet Earth can have the type of life and the quality of life that I've got. That's my wish. I've never dreamt that I would have a life or the quality of life that I've got at the moment. If someone said to me, describe exactly what it is, what's your end goal, I would not be able to describe this life. I would not be able to describe my children or my wife or my relationships. I would fall far too short in trying to formulate that. So I'd like each and every person to have this freedom to be able to do the things and not to be bondaged by the system that we're in, you know, that keeps us slaves, and that there's no fun for the majority of people, I think. This morning I was in traffic for the first time. For a very, very, I had to take my car in for a service. And I sat there and I said to Tanya, you know what? These people are, I can see the expression in their faces. They're really not enjoying that. And the reason why they do it is I think the chances are about 90% they do it because they have to do it in order to put bread on the table and to pay their damn debt.
Mm.
And that's scary, eh? If you put up your life so that you suffer because you're a slave and you do it willingly. Now, here's the thing. We don't know that we're doing it because we're so addicted to the system. It's like crack cocaine. We have to have it. And the moment that they take it a little bit away from us, we say, give us more. We buy a bigger car. We buy a bigger house. We buy new furniture and everything basically on credit. It's fascinating. Or we go and we learn how to become or how to have a master degree that's going to keep us bondage and not necessarily will make us free at the end of the day.
Mm.
Okay. So I think it's extremely important that the reason why I'm a wealth creator and the reason why I teach and want to teach people is to live their dreams. That's the reason.
Mm.
Okay. Does it make sense at all?
No, that's perfect. I'm right there with you.
Okay. Now, if we look at the how-to part, so to speak, in other words, how do I become a wealth creator? The application, there's only two things that we need to do. We need to know the formula for riches, and then, of course, how to apply it. And then, secondly, apply the Kaizen principle to the formula and to the seven areas of life. In doing that, you are guaranteed to become a wealth creator. It's absolutely guaranteed on condition that you follow this formula. Now, another word for a formula is like a recipe. Right, so I'm not going to get into the scientific side, or I'm going to keep it in my plain English language, so to speak. Right, the first thing that, and I think, Damien, you should write it down.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
So the first part of the formula is there's basically only three parts to the formula. So it's a very simple formula. The first part is the word intent. In other words, you must want and you must know what it is that you want to be. And that's why the why is so important to me. The freedom part was my intent. And you can have intent for your health, and you can have intent for your financial affairs, and you can have intent for your profession, and you can have a intent for your spiritual side. So unless you know the reason why we are doing it, the motivation will not be there. The drive will not be there. Another word for intent that you can perhaps replace it with is you must have a burning desire. In other words, on a scale from 0 to 10, it must be a 10. Otherwise, that intent will not happen. In other words, you will not reach that goal at the end of the day. That's the way that the universe operates. Unless, and you'll understand just now why it's so. So the intent is extremely important. That's the first part of the formula. The second part of the formula is what I call the belief system. In other words, but there's a trick in this belief system. It's not the belief system like in a religion or a religious belief system. This belief system simply says that I must believe that I can do it. This is funny, because it's not, I can't hand my money over to someone else to make me rich. Do you see the problem? The system teaches us, hand your money over to someone else. The system teaches us, if you've got a problem, go to a psychiatrist. You see? So I must believe that I have got the ability within me, and each and every person that is listening to this call has got that ability already within themselves. But we need to learn how to get to that ability.
Yeah, right? I think that's a very important, very, very important distinction as well. The system's actually set up to confuse people in a lot of ways. And just knowing that you have that ability seated inside of you to do whatever you want is a real core asset to achieving anything that you want in life.
It's a transformation. The moment that you realize that I can do it without necessarily the help of someone else in terms of another person as such, right? The moment that you realize that I can do it and that I've got all the ability, God gave us all the ability that we ever need is within us already. Right. And that to me was the first time that I realized this, that was approximately 1982. I read a book, and I was really down and out at that point in time, and nothing worked out for me. I was 25 years, 24, turning to 25, and I remember I read this book, I think it was by Ochman Dino, and this one specific verse said, I'm not on this earth by chance. I'm here for a purpose. And that purpose is not to shrink into a grain of sand, but to grow into a mountain. And henceforth, I'll apply all my efforts to become the highest mountain of them all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. And Damien, that to me, for some reason or the other, I realized that I've got the ability, and we're all exactly equal, but one person, the person that is going to strain his potential the most is going to be the highest mountain. But you have to take a responsibility. You have to believe that that is possible and that you do have this ability and that you can work with this potentiality that God gave each and every person.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Excellent.
And the third part of the formula is what I call focus. Right. And this is the crux of the whole formula. And the thing is, the system teaches us to have multitasking and to scatter our thoughts. Now, thought is concentration. If I have the ability to concentrate on a specific thing to get that outcome, it's like a laser beam. Remember the book that I said about Anthony Robbins?
Yeah.
It says, Awakening the Giant Within. It's a laser beam focus. He actually has got on the copy that I've got, it's like a laser beam that went out. And that to me is the crux of the whole thing. If you can focus on constantly without interruption and disruptions on to get to a certain intent, a certain outcome, I promise you that you're going to get there. Now, there are four things that we need to focus on. The first thing that we need to focus on is what I called in the formula the surplus. Now, the surplus is, another word for surplus is what I call TEMS. It stands for time, effort, mindsets, and currency. It looks like a dollar sign. It's money. But it's not necessarily money in the sense that it's pounds or euro or dollars. It can also be intrinsic currency that each and every person has got. And this is an energy unit. And this is where the magic happens the moment that you become a wealth creator or a wealth creator entrepreneur. Because you can exchange one energy form to another. In other words, if I want the currency portion, I can actually create the time and then convert the time to give me the currency.
Great. So it's literally alchemy, yeah. Alchemy at play. That's
financial alchemy immediately. So to become an alchemist, this is where the trick is. In other words, each and every wealth creator, every person that I've met that is a wealth creator, has got the ability to create money out of thin air, out of thoughts. Mm. Now, if you go into the quantum physics, I can show you how this actually happens. You change from the wave into the material stuff. In other words, from the wave into the particle. And you go through the quantum. And the moment that you understand how to do that, you're a wealth creator, and immediately you move into that world of abundance, of total and absolute abundance. But but that has to do with mindset, and this is what this call is about today, is the mindset. And that mindset will not happen unless you believe that you can do it, not someone else. You must believe that you can actually do it. Okay,
right.
So the first part is the surplus, and we can apply the formula financially in two ways. Either as investment, and this is then I must have a surplus money, or secondly, as a business, in other words, to start a business. And this is where this whole process of mind, in terms of time, energy, mindsets, and currency, really starts to play a role.
Mm.
Okay. So once we've got the surplus, or once we've created the surplus, the second thing that we must focus on is to take action. That surplus, even if we created that surplus, unless we go out and take action and do something, absolutely nothing is going to happen. Okay, and this is where a lot of people, they've got all these wonderful thoughts and ideas and concepts, but they do nothing. So the action is, I can almost say, it's the catalyst that starts the whole process. It's that little flame that ignites this whole thing. Because the moment that you do, you expand energy. Right. So even if it's wrong, I don't care if it's wrong. Because the system teaches us it must be right. There's a right and a wrong. In real life, there's no such thing as wrong. There's experience. Is it making sense?
That's very, very true. I think the feedback is
it's
a breakfast
in
of
real life. You cannot fail. It's totally impossible. You can gain experience.
Mm. Excellent.
Okay.
Yep.
So the second thing that we need to do is to take action. That's the second thing that we need to focus. And again, on a consistent basis. Now, the third thing that we need to do is to focus on leverage. Leverage, gearing. Okay, and there's only one thing that we can leverage, and that is the surplus. Now, the way to leverage something is I must minimize the risk and maximize the growth. So, in terms of finances, if it's investment, I must learn how the money that I've got available, how to minimize the risk on that money in order to lose it, and at the same time, how to optimize it. Now, this, Damien, is directly opposite to what the system is teaching us. They teach us the higher the risk, the higher the growth.
Higher the return, yeah.
Right. And I can prove to you that in real life, for a wealth creator, the smaller the risk becomes, the higher the growth is going to be. And it's automatic. You don't even have to worry about it. Now, the only risk that we've got, the only risk there is, guess what that is? Financial risk. What's the biggest financial risk that you can ever take in your whole life?
you could take a financial risk and lose your capital.
Not a risk. That's not the real risk. The smallest common denominator is something else. Can I help you?
Sure.
Okay, it's ignorance.
Right.
Listen carefully. The reason why you're going to lose your capital is because of ignorance. Am I right?
That's definitely true, yeah.
Okay, so the reason why we do certain things is because we do not understand the system. We're ignorant. And the system will never teach us how to become informed, because it's not in their interest to teach us this, because then we're not part of the system anymore.
Right. So I guess the system's actually set up to keep as many people as possible confused, disorientated, so that they remain in the system. It's not actually designed to help people to get out of the system.
Of course. Why do they need to keep you in the system?
Just keep you working hard, keeping you slaving to other people's benefits or the system's benefit.
Absolutely. And the real reason for that, can I give it to you?
Yeah.
The real reason is you cannot make money out of informed people. You only make money out of ignorant people. But please don't tell other people this, Daniel. This is between you and me. Will you keep it between us? I hope no one else is listening to this call.
Yeah. I saw a movie the other day that was very profound, actually. It was on the whole idea of health. And, like, health is actually a very, very simple area. And just by merely taking... by getting enough sleep, drinking water, eating organic vegetables, you can pretty much, and making sure that there's plenty of vitamins and minerals in the body, you can pretty much cure every single ailment. But the actual misinformation out there and the amount of confusion that's created to keep people confused and stuck and uninformed is what the whole health industry or the sickness industry thrives on.
So absolutely. And can you see how you can apply the formula for riches to that?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Absolutely. In other words, the function of the whole medical fraternity, so to speak, and of course there are fabulous, fabulous people that are dedicating their lives to it, but they're part of the system. Okay, so it's not in the interest for the average person to know how to cure themselves, because if there are no illnesses, there's no industry. It's really as simple. There's no pharmaceutical companies necessary. They are creating the damn poison, as far as I'm concerned. Sometimes they do a lot of good in the process, I think. But in general, they are poisoning people. Well, that's my point of view. If you use medication and so, please go to your doctor and please take responsibility, which is going to be the next thing that you have to do. But I'm 51, and if you ask me to do 150 push-ups, I can do it for you. So it's really... Okay, now the next one that we need to understand and need to focus on then is the ability or to take responsibility, R-E, responsibility.
Right.
Okay, now responsibility is directly related to results. Okay,
right.
So the majority of people, we are trained to do a job, to be productive. You hear this word over and over, increase your productivity. Wealth creators are not interested in productivity. I don't give a damn about productivity. I'm only interested in one thing, and that is the result.
Right.
If I can get that result in 10 minutes, why on earth am I going to work and suffer for 5 years in order to achieve it? And this is what the system does. The system teaches us how to get a degree and then to sell our time. And in the process, they kill the entrepreneurial side, because we are conditioned to pay a person for the time that they spend. So what they do is, instead of giving us the result in 5 minutes or in 1 hour, they take their time so that we can pay them. And this is, most professional people fall into this category. And I'm part of that category, because I was that professional person that I'm talking about. But the reason why I was extremely successful professional person was that I based my fees on my results. I've made more than 250,000 rand for 1 hour of consultation way back in 1994-95, where the average person at that stage in the financial industry did not earn that money. It took them about 3 or 4 years. And my mind simply said to me, why on earth do I need to go through all this rigmarole and spend 5 years if I can get that within an hour or within a day?
Mm.
So we are interested in only one thing, and that is to get the result.
That's great. So I remember when I was in the corporate world, it was actually more important to look busy than to actually be effective.
People have perfected that. And they don't know it because they are busy. And then they say that, I haven't got time. Have you heard that? I'm so busy. The moment that someone says to me, I'm so busy, I know this is what we call a doer. There are three types of people. Can I introduce them to you?
Yeah.
I was all three. I started off as a blamer. I was really a professional blamer. In other words, I blame everyone for everything that happened in my life because I never took the responsibility. And then approximately in 82, in January 82, I started to take the responsibility for my life. And then I really worked extremely hard. And then for the next 2 years, I could see that I'm going to keep on working for the rest of my life and not going to get the result that I want. And then I became a wealth creator in terms of I became what we call a driver. So you get a blamer, a doer, and a driver. And a driver wants the results, and a doer is interested in the productivity.
Right.
And a blamer, they're not interested in anything. They're interested to give other people the blame.
Okay, great.
Okay, excellent. And then so the last part.
Yep.
The last part that we need to focus on is to accelerate this whole process, and this is where the Kaizen principle really comes alive. Instead of me taking 5 years to do it, why don't I do it in 1 year? That is where this effectivity comes into play and not productivity. And what tools and mechanisms and processes and systems can I use to excel this whole process once I've got the process going?
Mm. It was actually Bill Gates who said the key business tool of the 2000 and beyond was the whole concept of velocity and being able to do things rapidly. That definitely ties in with your model.
If you take this model and you go apply it to Bill Gates, you're going to see the reason why he's where he is financially is because he applied the principles. Warren Buffett, the principles. Richard Branson, exactly the same principles. The moment that you break the formula, you will not become rich. In 25 years of study, I've never met a single person that broke the formula that became rich.
Mm.
And I've never met a rich person that did not adhere to the formula.
Mm.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's amazing. Now, for people at home who are busily taking notes, just to recap the key elements, and I'll just see if I can just recap them here just to see how well I've been taking this in, Hannes. So first of all, the person needs to have a very clear intent for what they want to...
I'm going to give you 100% so far.
Okay.
100%. How do you like that?
Okay, so they have to have a powerful intent and really get clear about the why they're doing the things that they do. By why, it's really just getting to that burning desire of the things that you want to create in the world.
Okay.
The second key element is the belief system and how important it is to know that you have the power inside of you to do whatever it is that you want to do. And it was actually given to you when you entered this world, and it's a part of your divine nature.
Absolutely. So far, 100%.
Great. The third element is really on how you focus your energy, and just being able to have, we live in a culture where multitasking and distraction are pretty much an element of everyday life, but to actually that aside and to work out what's most important and to then, like a laser beam, focus all your energy and efforts into that those few key things.
So for 100%, let me ask you a question.
Sure, yep.
Why do you need to focus?
The way I like to think of focus is the...
And what on what do you need to focus?
Okay, I sort of like to think of it as like something catching fire. And you can have all the elements for creating fire, but if you don't have the focus, you won't actually create it. So you may have the piece of paper, you may have the kindling, you may have the sticks, and you may have the logs. You may have the sun and the magnifying glass. But if you don't actually line up the sun to go through the magnifying glass onto the paper in a very, very tight range of focus, the paper is never going to ignite
What do you focus on?
So it's focusing on creating surplus is probably
you focus on getting the result.
Getting the result, okay.
That's all. You're not interested in the whole process. If there's another way to get the result, if you can use a fuel to ignite the whole thing, then flip and use fuel. Why do you want to use do you understand what I'm...
And
I specifically ask you that question because a lot of people focus, but they focus on doing the job, not on the result.
Right, okay.
Okay, I interrupted you, but so far, 100%. Carry on.
Great. Okay, so then,
on what do I need to focus? There are five things.
On to actually get the result, the five elements that are necessary are, first of all, a surplus. And a surplus could be anything that you have at your disposal. So it's not necessarily financial surplus. It could be your time, your knowledge, your expertise, your mindset, your energy, and really the whole idea is to take a unit of currency and transform it into another form. So it could be that you have a surplus of time and taking that time and then converting it into cash or physical elements. The second element...
Damien, I think you already a wealth creator. Okay, carry on.
Second key element is action. And when you take action, you actually expand energy out into the universe, and it gives you the ability to move the wave into the particle. The third element is getting leverage on the surplus. So
It's perfect. What's the greatest leverage that the people out there can do? What do you think is the most important thing that we need to leverage?
Let's see if
you can get this thing right.
So leveraging the surplus, but I guess the key thing with the leverage is minimizing the risk and maximizing the growth.
Okay, how do you do that?
On
all seven areas of life. You know it.
So it's understanding.
Lucker! do you see where it comes to, Damien? It's ignorance that keeps us. So the moment that I understand, I'm leveraging myself.
Right.
So the greatest favor that you can do yourself in life is to invest in yourself. Each and every person that is listening to this call today and will listen to it in the future and that makes the time are busy to invest in themselves. They've got this thing within themselves to improve, to better, which is the fifth human need, is to grow. And I want to congratulate you and each and every other person that's on this call and that is listening to us at this moment, because that is where the power lies within us, because we've got the ability to leverage ourselves and to become who and what we want to be on condition that we follow the... But I interrupted you. Sorry for that one. But
that was great. So it's just freeing ourselves from ignorance and not understanding the systems that are trying to control us and keep us uninformed and stuck. and in the system.
Absolutely.
The fourth element is taking responsibility and focusing on results.
Fabulous.
Okay,
let me ask you another question.
Yep.
How do we get to the result? There's two things that we need to measure, because the result, unless you can measure it, you can't manage it. So what are the two things? I did not tell this to you, but maybe you're going to get it.
So how do we
listen to Bruce some time ago? I think one of the he actually gave if you're one of Bruce Music's students, he had a fabulous and if you're not a student of him, make sure that you become one of his students. He's a fabulous, excellent mentor, and he gave like weekly little. He's got a funny way to teach, but it's fabulous. Remember, he talked about the results. You measure the inputs and the.
The outputs.
Outputs, and the difference is?
The result.
That's it. So when you measure your money, what comes in, what goes out, the result will be the surplus.
The surplus, or the deficit.
So all money flows out, it's a negative surplus.
Mm.
Right, okay. Sorry, I interrupted you again.
Cool.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I guess, like in the results, it's moving away from being like addicted to productivity and really actually looking at what it is you're trying to achieve and how to actually do that as quickly as you possibly can. And that actually brings us to the final point, which is accelerate or creating velocity in the system and doing and repeating these actions. By having efficient systems and doing them as quickly as possible.
Can I tell you something?
What's that,
I'm so proud of you. That is brilliant.
Excellent.
I'm excited.
Cool. So hopefully people at home have been actually taking notes.
I see that we're going to run out of this.
I've actually just looked at the clock and we've actually been caught in the moment and you've actually shared some phenomenal distinctions, Hannes, and I think we're most certainly going to have to do some more calls in the future to really go deeper into this.
I've got the application and we haven't touched the application because the application is so simple, but I think I want to give it to you and to the group if you'll allow me to.
Yeah, great.
Okay, perhaps we can set up another call for whenever it suits you and the group, okay? And then get to the questions, because I think unless you understand this, and I think a lot of the questions that people ask is simply because they did not understand this. Now, let's see how we can go out and apply it. And I'm going to take finance, business, investment, debt, anything in life. The first question that I ask, even before I start this whole process, is it possible and or legal? So when someone comes to me and they say, I've got this brilliant investment opportunity for you or this business idea, the first question I ask, is it possible and legal? Because a lot of things are not legal, especially these pyramid schemes and stuff like that. Right. The second question, can I make it happen? Do you see the belief system and the responsibility? Can I make it happen? Right. If it's no, right there, I stopped the whole process. I said, I'm not interested. The third question is, do I have control over it happening? In other words, do I have control over this whole process? It's no good for me running a business, and I'm giving all the capital, but I've got no control over that business. Then the fourth question is, once I've asked these three in the positive, I answer them in the positive, then I'm going to ask the fourth question. Otherwise, I'm not even going to. I'm out of that deal. Do I break the formula? And am I going to break the formula? When I apply the formula to this concept, this idea, this investment, am I going to break the formula? If the answer is yes, I'm out of it. If the answer is no, then I say, okay, now let's carry on. If I've said yes, I'm going to break it, then I'm going to ask a fifth question, and that question is, how can I apply the formula to get the same or better result than by following the previous, whatever they advise? Now, why is it so important for me to ask that last question? Because the better question you ask, the better answer you're going to get. And this is a way to in real life, is to say, what's the most important thing that I can do right now to help me to achieve my goal? And if you ask that on a consistent basis, you are zooming, laser beam, focusing yourself into applying the formula without even thinking about it.
Great.
Does it make? Will that help you?
That's brilliant. So is it possible?
Okay. So what's your homework? Before we speak again, what's your homework? Here's what it is. Take this formula. So each and every person that's in this audience, before I speak to you next time, what you do is the following. You take one or two things, an investment, anything. You apply the five questions. Is it possible? Can I make it happen? Do I have control over it? Do I break the formula? And how can I apply the formula to get a better, the same or a better result? Right? And then next time that we're going to have a conversation, you're going to answer me on that one.
Great. Excellent. I look forward to getting you back. I'm going to do a little experiment, and I hope everyone at home is going to play along and get out there and test it out for themselves as well. And when we'll certainly,
of course, you don't have to do it, Damien. If it's a joke, remember we have our own game plan. This is serious stuff. This is serious. I can't tell you how much this little formula has saved me and has made me over my lifetime. And I can't tell you how free I am because of this formula. It saves you so much time, especially if you become successful. You're going to find that, can I give you another tip?
Sure.
The more money you're going to create, it's a paradox in life, the more opportunities you're going to create to lose it at the same time.
Right.
Do you see why it's create, preserve, and enjoy? So unless you've got a system in place to create and to preserve at the same time, you'll not have it at the end of the day. And I've seen it over and over and over that it happens with people. And I want to cry, but there's nothing that I can do because I do not want to take the responsibility to go to the second phase and say, okay, now that I've got it, how do I preserve it? And that's where you're going to leave the legacy.
Mm. That's a very, very powerful distinction.
That was my little story. I enjoyed it so much that I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight.
Well, certainly have had a similar experience on it. And, yeah, I just really wanted to take this opportunity to thank you so much for sharing the wealth of information you have done over the last hour. And I just wanted to thank everyone at home as well for participating in the flow of the call and actually working through the formula for riches and pulling along all the distinctions. Hopefully you've been taking lots of notes at home and you've been copying down your own distinctions as well and that you actually not only sit and listen to them but also start applying them in your own lives. Now, Hannes, I know that many people listening at home will have had an incredibly powerful experience, and I was just wondering if you could actually share with them how they can actually go deeper into the work that you do. I know you have some fantastic tools that are available for people to really start mastering this area of their life.
Okay. I hope there's someone out there that feels a little bit depressed at this stage or overworked or that don't like their job or feels unappreciated or has got money worries. Do you think there or family problems, anything like that? Do you think there's people out there that I can help with that?
Most definitely.
Okay. Then please go to kaizen-wealth.com.
So it's Kaizen.
Okay.
And how do you spell Kaizen for people at home?
K-A-I-Z-E-N.
Okay.
Will it be possible to give you the links and then tomorrow or whenever you send out the recording?
Yeah, I'll send out the links as well.
Do you think it will be possible?
Yeah, that'd okay. be fine. Yep.
Okay. Now, you'll find there's an enormous amount of information on Kaizen Wealth. Go and look under especially the personal development heading and under the reflections, right? And then if you fill in a little questionnaire, I'm going to give you one of the secrets in the world. We haven't touched on that this evening. And I also include like four free lessons of a 49-day personal development program. I personally, it's because I developed it, but please don't tell anyone. I think it's the most potent personal development plan on the program, a program on the planet. So it's kaizenwealth.com. And then I want to give you something else, if I may.
Sure.
There's in terms of the reason why we keep staying poor and doing the same, making the same mistakes. If you go to learn to invest money, learn-to-invest-money.com, and you look at the left-hand side, you're going to see there's a little a free how millionaires get rich. It's a 10 lesson, and this is has to do with the mindset. And this is actually part of a book that I wrote, The Formula for Riches, the reason, the difference between rich and poor. So check that out. I think that is valuable information, especially if you're interested in the mindset side of things.
Great.
Right. And then I want to give you. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a. Go ahead. I think you're going to mention it now.
Okay, and then there's the last one, especially. I hope there are some people that I can help that has got debt. I think no one will have debt, but if there's anyone here on the call that's got debt, go to Warriors Against Debt. I really want you to become a warrior with me. Okay, so it's www.warriorsagainstdebt.com. And then on the right hand, you're going to see there's a little thing that says free financial education. Okay, click on that and subscribe, and that's more financial education and why we're doing the things, not the mindset side, more the financial side. And then scroll down on that page. It's a sales letter. In other words, I wrote it so that you can buy my course. So I'm telling you before the time, I want to sell you. Now, you don't need to go through the thing. Simply scroll down. And you're going to see that how much does this debt eradication home study DVD cost? And I'm going to say I have a special deal for you, and then I'm going to do something special. Now, in that section, don't order the course. Simply go to that section, and you're going to see that I've made some of the I've put some of the clips in one of the actual workshops that I've conducted. These YouTube little clips. Please go and watch them, and next time give me some feedback on them. And if they are students, please give us feedback on them. I really think that those clips in itself will be worth a lot if you go and apply them. And unfortunately, that's all that I'm going to give you tonight.
Great.
Of course, I think our time has just run out.
You've given us a tremendous wealth of information. And just to sort of to recap those domain names, the first one Hunter's mentioned was Kaizen Wealth. That's kaizen-wealth.com. The second one was learn-to-invest-money.com. And the final one was warriorsagainstdebt.com, all one word.
Right.
And I'll also, for people at home who haven't actually copied those down, don't worry, I'll actually include them on the recordings page, the free recordings page tomorrow as well. And also, for you listening at home as well, the recording will be made available for free, and you can listen to this as many different times as you like. And there are so many nuggets in there for you, so I certainly encourage you all to do that. Well, excellent. That brings us to the end of our hour. And I just really wanted to take this opportunity to really acknowledge you, Hannes, for the incredible work that you do in the world, but also for sharing the past hour of your time and also dedicating a great portion of your life to really going under and going deep into this whole concept of wealth, and not only just going into it for yourself, but then having the courage to stand up and share it with as many people as you possibly can. So I just really wanted to thank you on behalf of everyone this evening.
Thank you. I really and truly appreciate that, and I want to thank you and the group at least for listening to my English.
Excellent. Great. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for all your questions. Certainly, we're going to do another call in the future with Dr. Hannes Dreyer. So stay tuned and we'll keep you posted of future calls to come as well. But otherwise, have a very great night.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care.